You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the second hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool for Saturday night, May 11th. I'm your host, James Edwards. We're coming to you live from Memphis, Tennessee tonight, our flagship AM studio, and going out to the affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network, simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. By God, I got a minute, a full minute of FaceTime, and I didn't even have to get dressed and go to the studio on Rachel Maddow's show. This is no less than the third time she has called me out on her show over the years. Keith Olbermann, one of her fellow ex-MSNBC alums, had done it as well and labeling me the worst person in the world one night for the conversation we had with Tim Adams, the election officer out of Honolulu, Hawaii, who broke the story about Obama's birth certificate or one aspect of it, or lack thereof, on this show. Anyway, so MSNBC loves to hate the cesspool. Again, Maddow, this is the third time she has talked about us. She continues to refuse to talk with us. But this time, she puts me on, calls me a skinhead, Keith Alexander, who is now in the studio with me. Apparently, she does not like my haircut. Now, I suppose I could do what she does, which is go to a barber and tell him to put a bowl on my head and cut it like Mo from the Three Stooges. But see, that look only works for her. And so I do my thing. She does it. But yeah, she just always devolves into this imbecilic name-calling, completely emotional argument, devoid of fact. And I think Richard and I, and you know, that was my appearance at the National Press Club, which is one of my best performances, I thought. Of course, you didn't get the audio, but you got the visual, and I thought I looked pretty dead-gum good as far as that goes. But Keith, as you were driving over to the studio tonight, you were listening to the first hour here on the AM dial. What were your thoughts and what's your reaction as we wrap this up and move on to other matters?
Well, what came across to me was I remembered Eddie Albert's famous country music best-selling hit of the 1960s. The name of it was Welcome to My World. Jason Richwine, welcome to our world. This is our everyday existence. We're the heretics. We're the people who are constantly cast into the outer darkness and never allowed a glimmer of hope or light from the mainstream media because we, one, seek the truth, and two, dare to speak the truth when we find it. There are two topics that you cannot speak the truth about without being a heretic to the religion of liberalism. And it is, Richard was absolutely right about that. It is a religion, and that's why I always say there's no such thing as a liberal Christian or liberal Christianity. That'd be like being a Hindu Muslim or a Muslim Christian. You know, you can't be one and also the other. And liberalism is a religion. It's a faith. And it's a faith that takes more faith to believe than Christianity. You know, there's no way you can make the counterintuitive leaps of faith that are required of you as a liberal and not have a religious fervor behind it. You can't, if you're just seeking the truth, if you're objective and impartial, you've got to come down where we are, James. Don't you agree?
If I didn't agree, I wouldn't be doing this for the last 9 years, that's for sure. But I'll tell you this, folks. Not to the bask in the glow or anything, but do you have any idea how hard it is to get national media attention? You couldn't buy it. You couldn't beg it. They wouldn't give it to you no matter what you offered. So to be the recipients of it, the unsolicited recipients of it, to the extent that we have over the near decade run of the political cesspool, yeah, it's just get the website right, folks. Call me. Call me anything except late for dinner as long as you get my website right and send people here to where they can judge for their own what we stand for and what we're really about. You know, call me anything. Call me a Nazi. Call me a white supremacist. Call me a skinhead because I can't grow hair. I'm cool as long as you direct them to where they can get the truth, Keith.
You know, it is so ironic that somebody, you know, what they say, those who live in glass houses should not cast stones. Rachel Maddow, this obvious rug muncher, this butch bulldyke, this pervert, sexual and moral pervert and moral reprobate, has the nerve to try to put you down because you suffer from male pattern baldness and decided that you would look better with shaving your head rather than looking like Elmer Fudd back in the, you know, just think about this. You know, I guess she doesn't like Vin Diesel. You know, he's a skinhead too. You know, in fact, most of the cool guys that are thrown up to us as action heroes nowadays, Bruce Willis and whatnot, for example, are skinheads, right? So, James, you're in great company. Don't worry about Rachel. Believe me, there's nothing that Rachel has that any of us want.
Well, that's the truth, Keith. And I appreciate that solidarity, brother. But, you know, and of course, she did pick a pretty good video of me in that National Press Club thing. But, you know, she could have picked a video of me and my wife and daughter, you know, but they're not going to portray. But, of course, you know, to her, that's outlandish. I mean, that's probably something that she hates. But before they got into us, Keith, before she sunk her venomous fangs into the necks of Richard Spencer and myself, she was bashing the entire state of Mississippi for a few minutes. And so, you know, again, how perfect is it that someone as abnormal as Rachel Maddow tell people like me and Richard and Mississippians what constitutes normal? I mean, she hates Mississippians because of some laws they passed that defy Sharia law and gun grabbing and other things like that. And, of course, they are the reprobates to her.
Isn't it wonderful? You know, just think about it. Who would not want to be on Rachel's S list, as they say? You know, anybody that she approves of is someone that ought to be disapproved. And, you know, they cast us in the outer darkness with Mississippi, even though the cesspool comes from Tennessee. But we are in that little section of Tennessee that is part of the Delta. You know, they say that Mississippi has two large cities, Memphis and New Orleans. And I guess she's right about that. But see, this gets right back to that red state, blue state dichotomy that we keep talking about here, and the fact that we really are two nations. Red state America is always going to be on Rachel Maddow's bad list. And thank heavens we are. We need to recognize, if you don't like us, Rachel, let us go. Like Engelbert Humperdinck sang back in the 60s, please release us, let us go, because we don't love you anymore, and we realize you've never loved us. Ever since 1824, ever since the end of the era of good feelings, red state America has been treated like the redheaded stepchild at the family reunion of national politics, national economics, and every other way. We just can't benefit, and we realize it. So let us go. We have no desire to listen to the pious fulminations of Rachel Maddow. We would love to have our own TV networks where we could listen to people like James Edwards and not listen to people like Rachel Maddow.
Keith, how many people in the state of Mississippi do you think watched her on Thursday night? We're going to break, so a quick number, and then we got to go.
Well, none intentionally. There may have been about 10 that did it unintentionally.
We'll be back, folks. We're shifting gears, going to get into other news now. We've had a lot of fun, though, talking about this. The latest manifestation of TPC in the national news. We'll be back with more right after this.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more. Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello in Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. That number again, 801-216-4816.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
There was a comment on the blog that I liked. It said, James Edwards is a skinhead. He's about as cuddly as a teddy bear. He likes the Four Seasons, for God's sake. Sam Bushman, who's in the studio with us, always brings up good points in the commercial break. Apparently, everybody in the military would be a skinhead as well, because they sport the cut. But moving on now, as we promised we would, you know, one thing that is striking about this, to harken back to what we talked about with Richard Spencer, was that all of these mainstream pundits now saying, yeah, race matters. Rush Limbaugh says we have to have an honest discussion about race. Michelle Malkin says the same thing. Ann Coulter says attacks on Jason Richwine and his studies are an attack against science itself. Bill O'Reilly, you know, have people like me and you, Keith, and Jared Taylor and Kevin McDonald and Richard Spencer and Pat Buchanan and all of these people that we, you know, feature so frequently on this show, have we been chipping away for so long now? I mean, nearly 10 years with just this show alone, that it's the seed is beginning to germinate. Maybe so. Bill O'Reilly blames a rash of gun violence in Chicago on race. And he says it explicitly so on the O'Reilly Factor, on Fox News, national television. Let's listen to the clip right now. Is the clip
That's a matter segment tonight. Last year, 506 people were murdered in Chicago by gunfire, most of them, up 16% from 2011. 75% of those people were black, 19% Hispanic, just 4.5% white. According to the Chicago Police Department, nearly 71% of the murder offenders, the perpetrators, are black, 24% Hispanic, just 3.5% white. So if you look at the stats, not about gun control, it's about race. Here now, Fox Business anchor John Stossel. Am I wrong?
Yes, not about gun control. You're right that no law has made any difference, and Chicago has tough gun laws.
Right.
But you're wrong to focus on Chicago, because many other cities are worse. And you're wrong to focus on race, because it's much more your fault.
It's my fault because Stossel's going to hit you with this drug war stuff, right?
If you weren't supporting the drug war, the law would go away, and most of this crime would go away.
Right. And all of the thugs who are dealing the drugs with the guns and shooting each other, as soon as we legalize drugs in America, they just get jobs at McDonald's. They just become regular insurance salesmen, wouldn't they, Stossel?
That's what they did before Nixon declared war on drugs, and there wasn't all this money in drugs.
They got
jobs.
There's always going to be money in drugs, because even if they legalize, there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff that you have to follow, and the legal drug trade will be there. But let's get back to the race. Do you have an explanation in Chicago of why almost all of the gun murders are committed by blacks or Hispanics? Is there an explanation?
Well, first of all, it's Chicago and New York and many other cities.
Right. I'm saying we have the stats for Chicago and they're in stone. Why is that happening?
Well, Monica was right when she talked about the wreckage of liberalism, and you talked about welfare chaos. That's part of it. We've sent the message, you're a victim. You can't participate in the white capitalist world. They then leave the train, which was people lifting themselves out of the ghetto for year after year.
So they don't even try to succeed legitimately, and they go into the other areas.
But the drug
war
causes the crime.
Because overwhelmingly African Americans and Hispanic Americans in Chicago and everywhere else are law-abiding citizens.
And most people in welfare are white.
Okay, let's hold it up
however,
right there.
You've heard enough. You get the gist.
Bill O'Reilly, to his everlasting credit, in that two-minute segment, that two-minute clip that we played, was right on the money. He was asking the tough questions. This guy, John Stossel, who he was interviewing, was shucking and jiving and avoiding the questions. But I love how the other guy argues that blacks would stop committing so much crime if we just legalized the drug trade. Then they would be law-abiding citizens. He also made the comment, and you heard it just before we stopped the clip, that more whites are on welfare than blacks. Well, of course, technically he is correct, but why? Why is he correct? Well, he's correct because, there are more numbers of whites on welfare because whites still make over 60% of the population. But when it comes to the number of welfare recipients versus their percentage of the overall population, blacks absolutely run away with it. Everyone knows it. But this gets back to the point we were talking about earlier. Is there beginning to be somewhat of a so subtle awakening from people like O'Reilly, Limbaugh that, hey, we might not embrace James Edwards, but we are going to start talking about this ever so gingerly. Keith, answer that. Talk about what you heard in that clip. Respond to that, and then we're going to take a call.
Look, these people are thawing. They've got to. They can't constantly deny the truth. The truth is what I've said it is time and time again on this show. If you want to pass a law to stop gun violence, it would be very easy. Just prohibit gun ownership or possession by black people in America. That would knock out 80% of the gun crime in America. You know, John Stossel is amazing. I am glad I've had the scales fall from my eyes. I have found out that there actually is somebody in mainstream media who passes as a conservative who is more liberal than Bill O'Reilly. I didn't think there was such an animal in the zoo, okay? But apparently he exists. John Stossel is a phony to the very core of his being. How can anybody deny that black people have a propensity to violence, including gun violence, far in excess of their numbers? They're 13% of the population. They represent between 70 to 80% of the violent criminals in America. They commit the crime, and if it were not for de facto segregation, most of these people would be white, but because there is de facto segregation, most of their victims are black. This is why people don't want to have residential integration. One of the good, very sound reasons why they don't, James.
Well, Keith, you're exactly right. I still got to give credit to Bill O'Reilly for pointing out the facts. Now, Bill O'Reilly didn't go into a racist screed, nor have we ever on this show. But we do point out facts, and he pointed out the facts that 85% of the violent gun crime is committed by blacks there. Now, you can argue that it's because of genetic predisposition, it's because of poverty, it's because of this, because of that. But let's have that debate. Let's be adults and have that debate and argue it all and try to come to a conclusion. But shouting down people who point out facts like that as being white supremacists is
Well, it's just vulgar. We got a quick call. Let's take it from Tim in Arkansas. You're on the line.
Hey, what's going on, James? How you doing?
Just another night in the office, my friend.
Hey, listen, I've been telling you guys for years you've been driving the debate. This is proof of it. It's coming to the fore. It's just like you said. You know, as bright and intelligent as Richard Spencer is, I'll have to say I think he's wrong about people waking up to the fact about race. You know, he says it may not happen in our lifetime. I think it's happening a lot sooner than that. I really do believe that, you know, it may be a while yet, but, you know, one or two things could precipitate a real rude awakening in this country that, you know, people will just have to, you know, they'll have to accept the fact that, you know, that these realities exist. It's just like, you know, I called into this minister who was on a family show, and he was talking about immigration. And there was the fellow that got canned, you know, he was talking about that. He was talking about the price of immigration. And I told him, I said, look, I said, the illegitimacy rate among Hispanics is at over 50%. I said, you know, if you think that, you know, that they're going to provide the same kind of human capital that Europeans do, you know, you're wrong. And he really didn't have anything to say. They never do refute the facts. It's always name calling. Either you're not a good Christian, or you're a racist, or a homophobe, or something like
that's
that.
That's right. Well, that's the only way. They load you up and assault you with these radioactive terms, hoping that they can either silence you or stop others from coming to accept your very legitimate and logical line of thinking. We got to take a break. Thanks so much for the call, Tim, and your prescient points. We'll be back with more folks right after this.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Oh yeah, oh, wanna be by my side. Oh yeah, oh, now it's finally time.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back. What we're talking about now, I think, is we're asking ourselves the question, is there an awakening going on in the establishment media? A little bit. Now, I think we've been seeing an awakening in the grassroots as this show has continued to grow and expand over the course of its run and all of the national news we've received over the years. I think certainly there's a lot of people who agree with us. Fundamentally, I think 100 million Americans agree with us, and I think that's a conservative estimate. But what about media? You know, Limbaugh, O'Reilly, that last segment, I thought that was very profound for Bill O'Reilly. I thought he asked some very tough questions that I don't know if you would have seen on his show a couple of years ago. Michelle Malkin, Ann Coulter. WorldNet Daily, you know, Sam Bushman on the Liberty Roundtable show had an absolutely incredible interview with Colin Flaherty of WorldNet Daily, who talks about race and crime. And if you go back to Sam's archives at libertyroundtable.com, go back to last Monday, you know, WorldNet Daily is taking a lead on this. Now, to what extent and what role has the political cesspool perhaps played in all of this? Who knows? I think certainly at least somewhat, you know, the fact that we've been able to stay on AM radio for 9 years despite taking the best punches that the left could offer and not only survive but thrive, perhaps in some way, it has encouraged and emboldened others to start, you know, testing the waters with this. I, you know, again, I'm not going to say it's because of us that O'Reilly had that segment. I mean, certainly not. But maybe somewhere down the line, we know that these shows monitor us. We've been on CNN several times. MSNBC covers us at least sporadically. Fox News, I've been on the Hannity show before, so they know about us. You know, they know about the show. They had to have, or else, you know, we wouldn't have been on the programming. So, you know, Keith, take it from there.
Look, I know that people like Rush Limbaugh are aware of us. And by the way, I give Limbaugh more slack than people like O'Reilly or Sean Hannity. Rush Limbaugh is a red state American. He grew up 100 miles up the river or so from us here in Memphis. He understands race. He skirts around it just like Pat Buchanan skirts around it. They know it's a minefield, and they know that one false step and their whole career could go up in smoke. And it has done that for John Derbyshire. It's happening to Jason Redwine or Rich Wine, whatever his name is now.
White Wine
or whatever. But anyway, no, Tim isn't giving the first of all, you're never going to convert the high priests and priestesses like the Rachel Maddows or the Keith Olbermans of the news. They are the keepers of the flame for the religion of liberalism. You're never going to convert them. They are unconvertible. And they have been given these sinecures in the mainstream media for that exact reason. Rachel Maddow gets into high dudgeon because somebody speaks the truth. Now, Bill O'Reilly is chiming in. Rush Limbaugh is chiming in. Even Sean Hannity is liable to chime in sometime lately. You know, I had a very interesting experiment this week. I was flipping between all these mainstream so-called conservative people, and it's like they get a memo from Republican National Headquarters every day. They are all talking about the same things at the same time on their show. You switch from one to the other, and they're talking about the same thing. They're talking about Benghazi. Who in the world cares about Benghazi? We're worried about America and America going down the drain. That's what we talk about, and we know that people like Limbaugh and O'Reilly listen to us because we see them picking up on these topics. There's no way to explain what's happening to America without encountering the two great taboos of political correctness. One is race. The second is Jewish power and influence. There are even people who are our allies that refuse to embrace both of those. But we're never going to fight with one hand tied behind our back. We're going to put all of our cards face up on the table, and we're going to tell the truth. The liberals say they speak truth to power. Yours truly, and James Edwards, Eddie Miller, everybody here at the Political Cesspool, and quite frankly, everybody in the paleo-conservative right, are the people that speak truth to power truly.
Well, I mean, speaking truth to power, Detroit, there was an article. Three of the top 10 most violent neighborhoods in America are in Detroit. The top three. The top three. Number ones, two, and three are in Detroit. And there's a couple in Memphis that are also in the top 10. And you know, people in these cities that were named on this list, they had local television in Detroit try to figure out, well, why do we have three of the top three of the top 10 most dangerous neighborhoods? And they said, well, you know, it's because, you know, there's poverty, taxes aren't high enough. If we just had more taxes, we could afford more police, and if we could legalize drugs, as Stossel would say, you know, stuff like that. Well, you know, we say, listen, maybe we need to look and see if there's, if race plays at least somewhat of a variable in this, if it's a common denominator. And of course, we would be shouted down for racist for even mentioning that. You say, well, okay, on another issue, well, you've got all, you know, we don't like stuff that's coming out of Hollywood. And we say, well, you know, the most liberal segment of the population are Jews, and Jews just so happen to own all the Hollywood studios. Well, then you're an anti-Semite for pointing out an incontrovertible fact. Well, we speak that truth to power. And, you know, we've got all these stories here, you know, stories about race and crime, and O'Reilly was mentioning it. They're a dime a dozen. We could fill the whole show with them. We got this one, a black woman's been arrested 396 times. 396 times, she's about to be paroled again because, you know, the first 395 incarcerations didn't fix her. But that last one did, and a judge is going to be. But this is just something. I mean, these stories are all over the place, and we, you know, we document some on our website. To be sure, you can't get them all. I'm going to really get to an extreme example in just a moment. But first, we have Chris in Alaska, who called in the first hour, and he patiently waited until now to get on. Chris, thank you for waiting, and what do you got to say?
Well, James, to quote Jurassic Park, man, I hate being right all the time. we have an article in Rolling Stone that the bankers are controlling prices on everything. We have confirmation that the IRS is going after conservatives.
Right, right.
We have confirmation that the media is lying about dead American ambassadors. We have confirmation that the big businesses like Microsoft and Facebook and all these others are behind the amnesty push. We have, it's like they're reading, they're listening to the Political Cesspool and doing exactly what we're telling them they're doing. We've been proven right every day this week. There's been something in the news every day this week.
Well, you're exactly correct, Chris, in your analysis. And again, to the extent that we take credit for this, you know, I think, honestly, we could take a little. I think that you know, our name is out there and it's been floated around. You can't take all the credit because, I mean, it's like saying who gets the credit for saying the sun rises in the east? I mean, it's just obvious. Everybody knows it. You point it out. And, I mean, you know, how do you get credit for that? I mean, how do you get credit for speaking obvious truths? But there seems to be more and more people that saying, you know what, these guys are right, or they're not giving us the credit, but saying, you know what, you know, the sun really does rise in the east. Who knew?
Right. The water is wet, surprisingly.
That's right.
And that's why this show is so important. I know I called last week about Confederate History Month, but that's why secession is so important, and that's why the Political Cesspool is so important, because this is the only show on AM radio that's going to say flat out, yes, Jewish people are liberal, they're extremely powerful, in the media, they're extremely powerful in finance, and they're a problem.
And see, that's the thing. I don't hate Jews. I don't want to see harm befall Jews. I don't want to see them suffer any ill will. But, you know, you got to say, the people that are in control of major American institutions are Jewish, and they are liberal, and this is something on ideological principle that we oppose, and you know, we need to say, you know, it's not liberals that are doing this. I mean, yes, they are liberals, but they're more than that. You got to be able to just identify, you know, if somebody says, listen, James Edwards is a white guy. Well, I am. I don't think that's racist that you point that out. It's just the truth. And so we speak these truths, and of course the truth is denounced as all sort of things, such as anti-Semitic and racist and this, that, and the other. Keith wants to chime in on this. He's been over here biting his tongue.
Yeah, Chris, let me say this. The Jews are liberal plus. The plus is where the real difference is. Jews are smarter than the average bear, have the highest aggregate or the median IQ, highest median IQ of any demographic group that is studied. Ashkenazi Jews, that means Europeanized Jews, okay? Secondly, they're wealthy disproportionately. They have over one-third of the slots in the Forbes 400 richest Americans, and they're only 1.7% of the population. Let me get back to this after we take some words from our sponsor.
Thanks for the call, Chris.
Let's hang on and come back to the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rainfly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip 2 Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com 866-404-3663.
Get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Let's hang on. Keith Alexander said that's the anthem for the white world. Let's hang on to what we got. Okay, so we were talking right before that last break, Keith. You know, we talk about how Chris from Alaska was commenting that we say what needs to be said. We tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And we point out some things that make people uncomfortable. We remove the mask. You know, this is a Christian program. If you go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, you can go to our statement of principles. Number one on the list is that, above all, we are Christians and we put our faith in Jesus Christ. So this is a Christian show. And we're proud of who we are. We're proud of our cultural heritage. We don't want to harm anyone, but we do have preferences. And we think it's okay to have those, no matter who you are. And so, you know, we point out, though, in the midst of us telling the truth, some things that other conservatives wouldn't, you know, for instance, about Jewish power and influence. Well, I saw this thing on AETV. There's this big new show called Duck Dynasty, and it's about these good old Southerners who go out and they shoot ducks and they, you know, use guns, and it's become fairly popular. Well, the stars of the Duck Dynasty show on AETV were complaining, and they just couldn't understand why, you know, they pray on the show. They're Christians, too. And at the end of the prayers, they close it, as I do, in Jesus' name I pray. And AETV would edit out in Jesus' name. They'd actually bleep it as if they were saying the F word or something. They would just cut it out. And, you know, they were talking about this thing, you know, we don't understand why they're cutting this. Well, we can tell you. And also, you know, so that is too offensive for television, Keith. And I know you got something to say. I'm about to turn it over to you. But they bleep out Jesus' name on AETV because that is offensive, according to them. In the meantime, you've got shows like Glee that just revels in high school homosexuality. And this is on Fox. This is on, you know, regular basic cable. And, you know, but the... So they bleep out Jesus' name. In the meantime, instances of Jewish-produced television attacking Christianity, or, again, a dime a dozen. You know, Brother Nathaniel Kapner, who is a Jew who we love, who comes on this show all the time because he's a truth teller, and he's converted to Christianity, and he's one of the good guys, like Paul Gottfried and others. You know, we'd love to work with these folks. But he says, you know, he brought to our attention a television clip, just one of a million we could have used, that featured Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld in this particular episode, and they found humor in this scene. And Larry David, he's Jewish, he was urinating on a picture of Jesus Christ, and then a Gentile girl walked in after him and used the restroom, and she mistook his urine for a tear, and, you know, was convinced she had seen a miracle, to which David and Seinfeld get a great and hearty laugh. Well, none of that, you know, him urinating on Jesus's face, that was not offensive. That made the cut. But for the Duck Dynasty folks to say Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we pray, that's the F-bomb, or the equivalent thereof.
Yeah, you know, I have the short answer for the people at Duck Dynasty. The reason it was bleeped is because Jews dominate Hollywood. They dominate the entertainment media. They both print and broadcast and cable. And furthermore, they totally dominate the news media. So anything that you hear is going to be strained through a Jewish prism, and you're going to get this anti-Christian, anti-white animus coming at you full bore. The fact that people like Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David feel so secure in today's America that they can bring out their virulent hatred of Christianity and Christ and parade it like it's some type of, you know, glamorous mink stole or something, is, you know, it absolutely boggles the mind. What is happening is that, you know, before we had the break, I was cataloging the things that Jews are the most liberal group that passes for white in America and throughout the world, but they're the most liberal plus they're smarter than the average bear. They have total control of the media. They are disproportionately wealthy. They have all those things going for them. Plus, they have this zeal to go against Christianity. They've been the first opponents of Christianity. They put Christ to death, and they've been the most obdurate enemies of the Christian faith throughout its history. Yet some white fundamentalist knuckleheads have decided that these people who are their biggest enemy are actually their biggest friend. They say that they're the chosen people. What type of cockamamie religion would make its primary enemy, the enemy that killed its God, the chosen people? Now, that's there is just the perfect example of the tentacle reach of Jewish power and influence. You know, Jews have their own nation now. They don't have to consort with anyone else. They have 6 million people in Israel, but they have one nation in the world that has more Jews in it than Israel. That's the United States of America, over 7 million Jews. Why? Because they have found the total happy hunting ground. They've always come after white Christians and white European people because we create the most prosperous and the most tolerant societies, and they revel in this. They can take all the top positions rather than having to be everything from garbage men to PhD doctors the way they have to in a place like Israel.
And folks, you know, I think what Keith is saying there is biblically sound. Certainly, I believe. Now, this is just my belief, and I think it would be shared by Keith and other Christians. But, you know, I want to see Jews convert to Christianity and become followers of Christ. And I want to see that of Muslims. And I want to see everyone receive Christ's salvation. But, you know, if there are people out there that seem to be effectively combating Christianity, then we want to call them out and let you know who they are. And it's not just that Jews have control over the media, which they do. And people say, well, you're an anti-Semite. How dare you say something so anti-Semitic as that Jews control the media? That's anti-Semitic. Well, Jews say, you know, we've pointed this out. Jews celebrate the fact. Jews know they control the media. Jews celebrate the fact that they do in their own publications. And we've linked to these publications. But it's not just that they control the media. They certainly have more than just a little influence in government. And I've got a story here that comes from Breitbart, Andrew Breitbart, the late Andrew Breitbart. The Pentagon is consulting with a Jewish extremist who calls Christians monsters and enemies to develop the military's religious tolerance policy. Folks, I mean, my goodness. Now, could you imagine if the military was consulting with me, a Christian, an outspoken paleo-conservative Christian, about how, you know, we should do anything, you know that the seventh level of hell would be raised by the media. How dare they talk to a guy like James Edwards? Well, the media is, the Pentagon is consulting with this guy named Mikey Weinstein to develop their religious tolerance policy. Here's what Mikey Weinstein wrote in a column. He wrote this: if fundamentalist Christian monsters of human degradation and tyranny cannot broker or barter your acceptance of their putrid theology, then they crave for your universal silence in the face of their rapacious reign of theocratic terror. Indeed, they ceaselessly lust, ache, and pine for you to do absolutely nothing to thwart their oppression. Comply, my friends, and you become as monstrously savage as they are. I beg you, do not feed these hideous monsters with your stoic lethargy, callousness, and neutrality. Do not lubricate the path of their racism, bigotry, and prejudice. Doing so directly threatens the national security of our beautiful nation. Those were the words of Mikey Weinstein, who is the founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. That is something he wrote. Did you catch all that, folks? We've got it in print at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And that is the one man that the Pentagon is consulting with to help them develop their religious tolerance policy. Folks, you can't make this stuff up.
You know, James, correct me if I'm wrong, but I detect a vaguely negative sense from this man towards Christianity. Am I imagining things?
Have we ever said anything, Keith? I'm fired up now. Have we ever said anything as hateful towards any group of people as he said in that one single paragraph? Ever in 9 years of broadcasting? Now, they'll say, you know, we're hateful because we point out certain facts. We point out figures. We point out statistics. But I'm talking about just pure, unadulterated emotional hatred.
No, we're hateful because we speak truth to power. We tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We name and shame the enemies of our people and of our religion. Now, Mikey Weinstein, you know, you show me the Muslim that has a greater anti-Christian animus than Mikey Weinstein, or you show me the Hindu or the Buddhist or the Zoroastrian. You know, you can't find anybody that hates Christianity as much as Jewish power and influence obviously does. And we are going to continue to name and shame the people who are trying to destroy the Christian foundation of our nation.
Folks, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org and click on our article entitled Pentagon Consults with Jewish Extremists Who Cause Christians Monsters and Enemies to Develop Religious Tolerance Policy. There you can read, and we have the link to his own website where you can read this, what he said. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. He also wrote this: today we face incredibly well-funded gangs of Christian monsters who terrorize their fellow Americans by forcing their twisted version of religion upon their helpless subordinates in our nation's armed forces. Again, we're coming up to break, but this is the guy that the Pentagon's consulting with to develop a religious tolerance policy that will be implemented in our to our nation, to the men and women in our armed forces. Sick. Got to take a break.
In the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.